This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is currently holding bilateral talks with his Belgian counterpart Bart De Wever in New Delhi. Both leaders will discuss the entire spectrum of bilateral relations as well as regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are expected to be signed after the talks. This morning, the Prime Minister of Belgium visited the Rajghat and paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Earlier today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held delegation-level talks with his Belgian counterpart Theo Franken. He said India and Belgium have warm and enduring ties built on mutual respect, democratic values and a shared commitment to a rules-based global order.
India and Belgium share warm and long-standing relations founded on mutual respect, democratic values, and a shared commitment to rules-based global order. The recently held India-Belgium Strategic Dialogue in July 2026 has provided an institutional framework for taking up our bilateral partnership forward, including in defense and security. Excellency, we see considerable potential for expanding our bilateral defense cooperation, and we welcome greater cooperation among Belgian and Indian defense companies.
Belgian Defence Minister Theo Franken called India a high-technology country and emphasised on the need for Belgium to collaborate on future projects. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has pitched India's reform-led growth story to investors at a high-level business roundtable in New York, highlighting India's 7.8% economic growth in the first quarter of 2026-27 and the improved investment climate. Ms. Sitharaman said India continues to be the world's fastest-growing major economy despite global disruptions and challenges. The finance minister said reforms including the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code have provided greater regulatory certainty, eased compliance and reduced paperwork under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Indian Ambassador to the US Vinay Quatra has said India's 7.8% GDP growth in the first quarter of 2026-27 fiscal year continues the country's trajectory as the fastest growing large economy in the world. Mr. Vinay Quatra said this as he rang the opening bell at NASDAQ in New York. Quatra said the country remains the fastest growing large economy in the world. He said the country looks forward to an even stronger partnership with American businesses, investors and institutions. India and France have strengthened cooperation in the textile and fashion sectors with new agreements signed in Paris to promote Indian textiles and craftsmanship in global markets. The Bharat Tex Trade Federation and Premier Vision Societe Anonyme exchanged a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. In a social media post, the Textiles Ministry said the MOU will strengthen cooperation in exhibitions, market linkages, sustainable sourcing and knowledge exchange. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting search operations at 11 premises in Kolkata and West Bengal in connection with a 290 crore rupee bank fraud involving Kohinoor Power Private Limited. According to ED officials, the company had availed loans from banks for setting up a 66-megawatt power plant in Jharkhand, which was siphoned off to other group entities and diverted for personal purposes. The ED is conducting massive search actions simultaneously at 30 premises across all zones of southern regions in different narcotics-related cases. ED said the searches are being conducted under the mandate of Nasha Mukt Bharat. In Kerala, former Devaswam Board President P.S. Prashant, the 17th accused in the Sabarimala gold misappropriation case, has been granted bail. The Kollam Vigilance Court granted bail on health grounds after his earlier bail application was rejected. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth stunned Victor Lai of Canada 21-18, 21-19 to enter the men's singles quarterfinals of the China Masters tournament in Shenzhen today. Srikanth will face Hong Kong's Li Chiu-Kiu in his next match. Meanwhile, in women's singles, India's Tanvi Sharma went down to world number 9 Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan in the second round. And with that, we end this news bulletin.